This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven past the hour, you have a few minutes to spare, we'd like to be your companion. We'd like to have you for company, and I know a lot of people like to have us for company, so that's good. The DJ Beers are here. And just get everybody all rallying around the flagpole. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, smarter, kinder, more honest, insightful, ambitious, better looking. What else do you want me to say about you ladies? I can throw a few more.
I didn't know you were talking about us. I thought you were talking about yourself.
Oh, there you go again. Well, I could be, I suppose. I like to think that each day I'm better and you're better. We're all better. More deserving of the attention that we get. And I think that's kind of where we all should be. It's kind of nice to be in a good place. All right, so let's see. What's in terms of being in a good place? The Senate has reached a deal on the COVID package, another $10 billion preparedness funding package. What are we preparing for? Another outbreak?
Yeah, well, yes, and if we ever, I mean, we're going to have another pandemic. Well, hopefully it won't become a pandemic the next time that there's a viral outbreak. I mean, if, you know, look at how Ebola was handled really, you know, tightly, and it didn't spread, you know. So we want to make sure that if there's another strain of this, or who knows what else gets cooked up in a laboratory somewhere, you know, we were caught flat-footed when this hit. So we just can't do that again.
We kind of really weren't. There were plenty of people in government that knew, including Mr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci. There were a lot of people who knew kind of what was going on, and they kind of kept it because they didn't want to upset the apple cart. One of the things I like about this bill, frankly, is that a lot of the money is going to be spent on therapeutics. One of the big problems with government medical programs like Medicare, there is not a penny spent on preventative medicine, and oftentimes not on therapy either. Like, it's taken a long time to get chiropractors into the swing of things with regard to any kind of insurance, whether it's government insurance, whether it's private insurance, chiropractors, acupuncturists, people who actually do something that works. Now, we don't want to have them get insurance because that'll upset the apple cart with the big drug companies and other. So therapeutics, and I look at therapy as physical therapy, not necessarily as drug therapy, although I guess probably somebody could take that. Right? And is drug therapy something that is used? Yeah, there are people who, that need certain drugs to keep themselves going, as it turned out. So anyway, the senator from Utah, Mr. Romney, was the one who's kind of been pushing this along, says that the legislation, quote, deserves broad bipartisan support. So it has that, doesn't it? Apparently it does.
It has, I don't think it's bipartisan. Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't say broad.
No. Yeah, but it's enough to pass it, apparently. But my point in all of this is that it's better to be thinking about therapy and preventative medicine than it is to fix the problem after it becomes a problem. But there's no money in that. And, you know, the cynical side of me says oof to that. Meanwhile, on the other side of the building in the House, they've passed legislation that legalizes marijuana all across the country, eliminating all the penalties, the criminal penalties, which have been absurd. Anybody who distributes or possesses it has gone to jail over the last, well, since World War II, really, when they changed the legislation. It was mostly aimed at blacks because at that time it seemed to the morons that were in charge that more blacks were using marijuana, so let's go get them and put them in jail. And that has sort of stayed with it. That's a really cynical way of looking at it.
That's
but if
how
you look
your
back
vice
at the history of it,
has made a name for herself in California. She's going after a ton of those marijuana crimes.
Yeah, that was really very productive on her part. It sort of speaks to Why are you getting me started on her?
I didn't. I was just making a comment that that was one of the things that she did to just bolster up what it be, when she was becoming Attorney General. Now she has since kind of changed on that because she becomes pretty transactional, I think.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Like she
does whatever,
wants to serve
whatever the wind
lead,
blows.
But
yeah.
She needed a record to show that she was tough as Attorney General, and that's how she got it.
I love this. The Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act. That's what it's called.
Well, are they going to expunge if they pass this? Then do they expunge the record of all the people who...
Well, that's what the bill does. Yeah. The bill establishes procedures for expunging any convictions from people's records and imposes a tax on the sale of cannabis. Of course, that's really why they're doing this, because a 5%, 3 to 5% tax.
Yeah, they're going
to
make money. Look at Colorado. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like you know, when you have recreational, and Colorado was like the experimental state, and it just brought in so much revenue in the first year alone. It's like allowing sports betting to, you know, we're almost up to like $100 million. It's going to be in revenue for sports betting.
Well,
now,
it's become silly. You know, I have people who listen to me know that one of the things that I was doing to help save my farm was to put a grow on the facility. We've been back and forth on that for 3.5 years. It may or may not become a reality. Still working on it. But under the circumstances, the city itself gets $1 million a year in tax revenue just from what goes on in this little grow facility. So you can see that now they have 6 stores that are selling it, and they've already, city has realized well over $1 million, I think a quarter or something, in tax revenue from the retail selling of it. But you can't be selling it on one hand and put people in jail on the other hand.
Of course not.
So here we go.
And when dispensaries, you know, someone put this on Twitter a while ago, but it's true. When dispensaries look like an Apple store, it's time to reevaluate why we're putting people in jail for marijuana.
It was always
ridiculous.
Yeah. Lawmakers, let's see here. The vote was 220 to 204. So
the problem, though, is that in the Senate, that's in the House, but in the Senate, it does not have a lot of support. It has no support from Republican senators. So I don't know. It's probably not going to go anywhere.
Well, if they have, isn't it 50? How many? What's the ratio? Isn't it less Democrats than Republicans?
Yeah, but I think that there are a few Democrats who are conservative Democrats who are not in favor of it too.
What the
heck? It's 50-50.
It is
50-50. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a
50-50. Yeah, but it's a 50-50 split. But what I'm saying, though, is there are still a few Democratic senators who are not going to vote for
it. Four dogs.
So you still have to, and I don't know if it's Joe Manchin or who, but there are a couple of them who are not going to move forward unless something changes, or I don't know, if they pork up the bill, maybe. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
So they need 10 Republicans to overcome the 60-vote hurdle. Why does it take 60 votes instead of just a plain majority to pass this?
Because you have to break the filibuster, and it takes 60 votes to break the filibuster.
What is it about people? What is it, these people who want to tell you what to do with your private life as long as nobody's being hurt? I don't smoke the stuff, and I don't ever want to. But
the government loves to tell you what to do with the private life. Look at what we saw with COVID. Stay home. Get a vaccine. Wear a mask. All of these things. I mean,
and
they love it.
Speaking of that, have you seen all of the quotes from all of these people that were Hugh Hefner babes that are all over the place?
I actually stopped watching. I stopped watching that.
I mean,
because
come on.
You're talking, I don't know how you went from masking and marijuana to
what?
Hugh Hefner.
I'm confused. What just happened?
Are you talking about the Secrets of Playboy show?
Yeah, I'm talking about I'm tying it into the nonsense of what happens to people who smoke marijuana. The same thing. I mean, Hugh Hefner's dead, in case nobody realizes
it. Well, and that's kind of the problem that I had with it. I started watching the show. I watched the first few episodes, and I was so appalled by stuff that they were saying, including that Hugh Hefner was having sex with a dog in his bedroom, that I had to shut it off. Number one, the guy is dead. Number two, everybody who became a playmate, this was not a sex trafficking ring. This was not forced labor.
These women were begging.
Everybody that was a girlfriend of Hugh Hefner, everybody that was a star sniffer that made their way to the Playboy Mansion, they knew what they were getting. And I have a really big hard time listening to these people complain. The only one that might gain a little sympathy is the person, one of the people who created the series was a girl whose dad was best friends with Hefner, and she was, you know, quasi-forced to grow up in the mansion. But don't think she didn't capitalize from it as well, and it took advantage. She was in love with one of Hugh Hefner's girlfriends, or at least that's what she tells the story as. I think it's really weird that you would release this after the guy is dead, can't defend himself, and you chose to be there. So what does that say about you if all of these things are indeed true? I don't know. It felt really gross, and I think there's a reason why, God love Kendra, who was one of the girls next door, she wouldn't participate in it for those very reasons, saying that there was no, he wasn't there to defend himself. But Holly Madison was out there front and center. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, she's got a book to sell, so yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So here's something good. The amount of money Americans have spent, the charitable donations now going to help Ukraine, and displays of generosity during the pandemic show America to be the most generous place on earth. This is a couple of different data sets, and they've come up with in their research information as to how much the average individual donation was, $696. From people who have donated, that's the average donation. I thought that was amazing, frankly. This is over a six-month period of research that was done, focused on the generosity of Americans. So when you think about the uncertainty of COVID, when you think about the fear related to, you know, is there going to be a war over Ukraine, all of that stuff, Americans are really very generous. And I think you should pat yourself on the back. Those of you who know that you have, you know, not everybody does it, but the people who do it, think about what they're doing. And you know, as I said earlier on, just be careful that you know when you're giving that you're giving to something that's legit. But the fact that we have been as generous, I think that says something a lot more important about us as a country than all this other crap that seems to divide us. I think there's something very special about America and Americans. When you find out how generous, when you look at the stats and find out how generous people have been. I think it's a very, it's fabulous, frankly. The DJV download, speaking of fabulous, every day we have put together a podcast of the highlights of the program. And the most recent one, the Grammys and who won and that sort of thing, plus Jim Carrey's big announcement that he's going to hit the road, doesn't want to work anymore, doesn't want to do any movies. I talk a little bit about my...
He's certainly doing a lot of press to tell everyone he's going
away.
To tell
everyone he doesn't want to, yeah. that's an interesting point, right. Why do you spell, okay.
Because he needs to come back.
All right, anyway. Get the info, follow the program, the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner here will now turn our attention to Jay. Front and center, take your bow, Jay. So Olivia Rodrigo broke one of her Grammy Awards after the other night.
Already?
Three of them. Yep.
I saw that, yeah, when they do, like, the, they go back to the carpet and do some photos, and she was trying to pose and hold all of them, and one of them fell. Yeah.
So, should there be a ruling? If you win three categories, why don't you just get one award? Why do they give her three?
Or give her a wagon. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Because don't the awards actually say what award it was? And so they're all, like, not monogrammed, but they're all engraved. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
She's such a tiny, frail-looking little thing. She, I think a wagon was hilarious, actually. I could picture her with a little, you know, one of the red flyer, whatever they call them. Those little red ones.
One of the radio flyer wagons.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Martha Stewart's dogs took care of her cat, and not in a nice way. What's the gossip on this?
This is just awful. Martha Stewart's cat, Princess Peony, unfortunately passed away when it was attacked.
Passed away?
Took her an intruder by her four dogs. She has two French bulldogs and two chow chow, so these aren't like
big dogs.
Huge dogs, yeah.
But this cat and the dogs have been living together for how long?
For a while, long enough. And here's the thing. Martha Stewart had actually posted back in, like, last August, talking about how her cats felt, quote-unquote, liberated because the four dogs were away on vacation, and they were leaving the cats alone and in the house, and they could roam and relax and recover and all this stuff. So, clearly, it seems like those dogs, those poor dogs, are terrorizing the poor kitties.
The poor dogs. Yeah.
Princess Peony.
Right. All right, speaking of poor, in a strange sense, there are some new bikini photos of Sharon Tate. So my question is, raise your hand if you remember who Sharon Tate was. You three of
How
you know
do
who?
Not know who
I
she
do.
Is.
Yeah.
I mean, I only know her in the context of being murdered, you know,
right.
The Manson family murders.
Manson
that's
family.
The only
yeah.
real, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I know she was an actress. I just never saw her in anything.
So why are these photos a big deal, Jay?
Well, because they're kind of like long-lost photos. This woman in California was cleaning out a garage, and she came across them. Her stepdad was married. His first wife was Sharon Tate's, like, best friend and roommate. And so these are photos from before she became famous. She's 21 and just kind of, like, you know, low-key taking photos. And you can just see that she had this huge star quality to her just looking at these photos from, again, 21 years mm-hmm. young. And the stepdaughter who found these photos had said that her stepdad would talk about knowing Sharon Tate at, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff, and the stepdad passed away back in 2017, and she's like, I was dealing with teen angst at the time, so I wasn't listening to any of these stories, and I wish I did.
Yeah. And meanwhile, there's a whole bunch of brouhaha about the photos. Maybe it's a movie, is it, of Prince when he was 11 years old?
Oh, there's a cute little picture, right, of him. And,
yeah, it was kind of a
cute
picture.
I guess he was with his mother. It was a rally for teachers or something.
Yeah.
And he's like this cute little kid, and you can see that he definitely looked the same.
Yeah. Yeah, but it has a nice look in the face, kind of almost a peaceful look, I thought. So it was kind of cute. All right, speaking of cute, here we are on the DJV program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Barack Obama will meet with President Biden at an event on the Affordable Care Act at the White House today. It's the first time the former president will publicly appear at the White House since leaving office.
They will have lunch tomorrow as well as they used to do on a weekly basis. I would note they continue to talk regularly. They are real friends, not just Washington friends, and so I'm sure they will talk about events in the world as well as their families and personal lives.
President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act into law 12 years ago. As most Americans can't spend lavishly right now because of immense pressure from inflation, the Secret Service is spending more than $30,000 every month renting out a Malibu mansion in California to protect President Biden's son, Hunter. Hunter, who is under federal investigation for his foreign business dealings, is living in Malibu, spending $20,000 of his own wealth each month to live in the pricey beach city. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Iran nuclear deal has many GOP lawmakers saying that it is not a good deal for America and would actually hurt Americans. Representative Ken Buck, the Republican from Colorado, told Newsmax on Monday that Iran getting a nuke is unacceptable and the Democrat-controlled House is okay with that.
Well, it can block it. It won't block it. Nancy Pelosi has been carrying Joe Biden's water for the last year and a half. She will continue to do that. This deal needs to be blocked. It would never pass the Senate if it was presented as a treaty. And I think one of the most important things that we need to realize is that the way we are treating Russia by doing everything we can not to engage with Russia because they are a nuclear power, when Iran becomes a nuclear power, we also have that same concern. We can't allow Iran to reach that point, and this deal absolutely allows them to become a nuclear power.
Senate Republicans and Democrats reached a deal Monday on $10 billion in additional COVID funding. The goal is to buy therapeutics and vaccines and maintain the nation's testing capabilities if another COVID wave hits the United States. The legislation spends $5 billion to purchase and develop COVID treatments such as antiviral pills. Another $750 million is set aside to develop vaccines that target specific variants and to expand vaccine manufacturing capacity in the United States if needed. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Berg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sip of tea. Welcome, welcome, welcome into the DJV program, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay at my side to work through the various items of interest here. The question of the day, the question of the week, question of the month, question of the year, is how should we be responding to the atrocities in Ukraine? What is it that there seems to be a little more activity, but it still isn't strong enough? And shouldn't it be aimed not only at the Russians, but the people who are supporting the countries, the axis of evil Iran,
totally.
China,
and even if you
Russia.
Don't want to do anything crazy, the fact that you could message China as a country that supports a genocide of Ukraine, look, they don't like it when you talk about the Uyghur Muslims. They take a lot of moves, right, to get it removed from the Disney movies and from the Olympics, and they don't want to be known, even though they have no problem, obviously, with those activities, but they don't want to be known as a country that does. You start a war of messaging against countries like China, and I think you can actually say, you know, look, you either side up here. It's either you're on the side of people who are standing against
truth
this, or
justice.
You stand, right, or you're standing with the people who are committing now genocide against Ukrainian people. When, and the reason that it's not just a war, you know, a lot of people go, well, it's just war. But when you start killing innocent women and children just for being Ukrainian, that's when it becomes a genocide.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all pretty clear in international law, which isn't being enforced very well. They're busy arguing about, is it the axis of evil, the axis of authoritarianism, is it the triple axis of, you know, all of that stuff, semantics. Bottom line is they're all three the same. The Iranians, the Chinese, the Russians, they're all the same. And they're all in this together, and they all ought to be penalized. And yet here we are, you know, we talk about oil and how horrible it is that we're buying oil, or people are buying, supporting the Russians by buying oil from them. How much more horrible is it that we continue to support the Chinese? And all the things that are built there, people say, well, you stop doing business with them, it kills the world economy. Well, at what point do you have any system or do you have any set of rules that are affected by the reality of what these people are doing? Or is it all just about business? I understand we all need to be business people. I'm all for it. All trying to make a profit. It's great. But at some point, unless the world has really just gone to hell, there needs to be a reckoning with the Chinese especially. And you know, I mean, it's our fault, but fixing the blame doesn't fix the problem. There should be sanctions against the Chinese for supporting the Russians. That's pretty clear what's going on. And, you know, countries, you know, the Iranians aren't actively there, but trying to make these deals. I don't even understand what the heck is going on, why anybody's talking to the Iranians about anything. But it is. That seems to be what official Washington is doing, because they want to change whatever the deal was. And
well, they want to put a limit on what they can do. Because they figure either way, they're going to enrich uranium. So if they're in a deal and then there's a cap on that, I mean, that's the thinking of it. But
well,
Israel, if you trust them, number one, and number two, they've already got a line item in the deal that says anything over what they're allowed to have, they're going to sell to Russia. So it's like, why would we give Russia more enriched uranium so that they can bolster up their nuclear program?
I understand
sense.
It doesn't make sense in that aspect, but at the same time, it makes less sense to have absolutely nothing and letting them make as much as they want and giving it all to Russia.
That's what's happening anyway. I mean, they're already, this is the deal, is that you can't trust what they're doing, because we know all along that during the Iran deal the first time, they were still working way outside. They wouldn't let the inspectors in. They were still doing whatever they wanted to do. We were just paying them at that point to do it.
Well, but then you look at what's going on in China. The media there is pushing this domestic campaign that paints the poor Russians. They've been suffering at the hands of the West, those damn Americans. The aggressors are the Germans and the Brits. And no, there's nothing. The Russians are just trying to protect themselves from those poor people, those horrible people. I mean, come on. And we still go to the store and buy the stuff made in China. The people who do that are part of the problem. Really and truly.
Well,
you don't look at it.
Yeah, but the problem, though, is right now, that's not something that is fair to put on the American people when we have insane gas prices and we have insane inflation. And if people have to make a choice of something is cheaper that they can afford, that's not on them. I mean,
I think the long-term thinking is, I understand the short-term thinking.
Right now, yeah.
Long-term. And then,
American people, unless they're running these companies and setting up these factories in China, I mean, this is up to the businesses. Businesses have got to take some responsibility. And no one, who's going to do that? Because then when they make insane profits for making cheap crap, I mean, it's like the oil companies now. When 57% of them say, nope, sorry, we're not going to pump more because our shareholders don't want us to. Well, that's, you know, one of the sides of good or bad of being in a capital, you know, living with capitalism.
Speaking of China,
we could incentivize American business, though. And I think, you know, that's some of the messaging that we're getting from Biden. It's definitely the messaging that we got from the Trump administration. But are we really serious? Let's incentivize it so that it's easier for business to come back. But then the same breath that we want to bring business back, we also want to vilify big business. We want to vilify billionaires in the country. So it's like, I think we have to just get right on what we support. Are we going to vilify
those degrees,
people?
Jennifer, I understand.
It's
degrees of it, and that's where that's kind of, not that there is a lot of thinking being done. It's just sort of a broad brush, but it is degrees of
well. And right now, with right now this is an employees market. This is a workers market, and people are hopping around different jobs, and because they're getting more money. So this is probably the worst time for a company to say, "All right, I'm going to bring my stuff back from China to America," because now Americans are making more.
So you got to think beyond that, though. You got to think beyond that.
Well, I agree, mm-hmm. But that's companies are not willing to do that.
So there is a lot of speculation. I don't know that I like to waste much time on speculation, but I have seen three or four references once again to Taiwan and the exercises that the Chinese are doing, and the Chinese also, and the folks that live in Taiwan. Will they have enough starch to turn the Chinese back should they do the same thing the Russians have done with Ukraine? Can it be? Should it be? Will it be that Taiwan, which is not part of China. China wants it to be part of China. They're going to say, well, we're going to annex. It's the same play as the Russians on Ukraine. So are the Taiwanese, do they have enough supplies? Are they ready? What's their soldier? I mean, are they getting help from the West to maintain their independence? Or at this point, what difference does it make? I mean, that's the other side of it. So the Taiwan, a little tiny place that, you know, generally speaking, is part of physically of China. So, you know, what's the big deal?
It's a big deal to people living there.
I know that. I'm being the devil's advocate here. There are a lot of people who are still focused, speaking of China, on the China Eastern flight. Nobody knows anything about anything yet. And I'm thinking it's the Chinese government not wanting to let the rest of the world know what actually happened. It's just another one of the Chinese, the sneaky, the way that they are about, you know, anything goes on there. They don't want to be supposedly, we don't know what the COVID numbers are.
Yeah, the way that plane just took that nosedive, it feels like it was, you know, maybe the pilots sabotaged it or something, and that looks bad for China, and so China probably doesn't ever want to admit that. And who knows? Well, maybe we'll never hear what the real reason is, or we'll hear some whitewashed kind of, you know, mechanical error.
Through their lens.
On Boeing. Yeah, they'll blame it on whoever made the plane. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yep. Yeah. Lovely. Yep. Meanwhile, for those of you who stink, how do you like that for a segue? Unilever recalling Suave 24-hour aerosol antiperspirants, elevated levels of benzene, which just for the heck of it causes cancer, human carcinogen.
Always great to put that in your deodorant.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Like putting aluminum
in
the other
stuff. Yeah.
Aren't aerosol cans bad, though? Why are we still using those?
They're horrible for the environment.
I
don't know. And the benzene is the thing that gives you cancer is the actual stuff that makes it an aerosol. So just use a stick deodorant if you have to use it, you know.
What do you use for deodorant, Victoria?
I use Weleda. It's a spray. It's not an aerosol. It's a non-aerosol spray.
Okay. What do you use, Jay?
Secret.
It's a secret, or that's the kind of deodorant?
No, that's
use.
The brand. Although Victoria has sent me a link to the one that she uses, and I think I want to check that one out.
Right.
Yeah,
Jennifer,
you
got that link too. What are you using?
I'm a secret girl as well.
Really?
I don't know. I get nervous with natural deodorants. I like my chemicals. I don't know.
Tom's of Maine. Not so. That one doesn't work.
Tom's of Maine doesn't work.
At least not for me.
No.
Does their toothpaste work?
I've never used their toothpaste. I would imagine the toothpaste.
Look, the toothpaste is a little bit different than getting your stink, you know? So. Well, the antiperspirant is that's the part.
The difference
that's bad.
Between deodorant. Thank you. That was what I was going to explain. The difference between a deodorant and an antiperspirant, not the same thing. Antiperspirant just keeps you. It plugs up the pores in your armpit so that you don't sweat. So
that
when you hold up your
does.
Shirt and you see the perspiration there, people say, "Ew, that's gross." So you plug up the holes. That's a great way to cause cancer because under your arms. That's one of the behind your neck, in your groin, and under your arms is where the lymph nodes are, and that moves all the liquids through your body and out through your pee-pee. So if you are using these deodorants, you plug up that stuff, where does the excess go? And that's why you get cancer. That's why the lymph nodes get filled up, because you're plugging the natural way of your system, expunging the stuff in there that's no good. So it stinks. Okay, which would you rather be, smelly or dead? I guess that would be my way of looking. Maybe that's a little too blunt, but...
I mean, there's probably some room in between smelly and dead.
Am I on a plane in close quarters with people? I don't know.
Yeah, well... Anyway, just so you know, that's the secret to success. Meanwhile, Michael Bay, remember Michael Bay, who was the director of a lot of action flicks, including the Bad Boys movies with Will Smith and what's his face? What's
he did the Transformers movies, and
yeah,
Megan Fox had a
stuff.
Big issue with him, right? There
yeah,
was a whole
right.
thing about
and
him
Mark,
being a creep.
Wahlberg was in. Yeah, he's a creep. So he says, I don't care whether Will Smith, they're trying to do another Bad Boys movie. And Will Smith will star with, why can't I remember the other guy that's in the...
Isn't it Martin Lawrence?
Martin Lawrence, that's it. Martin Luther.
I thought they put it on hold, though. I just read a whole piece about them putting it on hold for a while.
Really? Well, I'm just looking at what he said yesterday in an interview, and everybody wants to be quoted about, well, what do you think of this? Yeah, okay, I don't mind. Let's have another movie. 48 past the hour.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Message.
Hey, man, it's Devin. You know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you receive this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Past the hour now, DJV Health Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. His fabulous website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, is there to help you work your way through some of the issues that come about with the problems you have trying to keep your body moving and grooving. So check out ForbiddenDoctor.com. Check out jackstockwell.com. There's two arms to his work at his clinic. One of them is Nuka Chiropractic, great adjustments so that your body, I wish I could get closer to you because of still aching and being annoyed by the shoulder out of whack, but it's healing, but I think it would heal faster if I were able to get to you. And much
certainly
else. Yeah. And then the Jack Stockwell, that's the Nuka part of things. Forbidden Doctor is about gaps and gaps, the gut, all of your health and wealth, maybe, comes from a healthy gut. So you can follow all that stuff, excuse me, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack, brought to you by the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin is the number one way, the natural way, that's why Jack likes it, to lose weight and, more importantly, to keep it off. As you gained weight during COVID, during the wintertime, are you now working on getting it off? Have you been successful in getting it off? And now you're wondering, okay, how do I embrace the results of all my work? Well, you go to toploss.com and you order Calitrin. Right now, there's a BOGO deal that was for April Fool's Week. One day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever. If you are thinking about it right now, go to toploss.com and buy one, get one free. That's it. Free shipping, too. Use the DJV code when you check out at toploss.com. Okay, so here we have an interesting overview of dietary guidelines that come from what source? You're focused on diets. We're just talking about Calitrin, losing weight. But the government doesn't like Calitrin because they can't make any money on it, right?
Well, that's about it.
Yeah,
well, you can't patent food. So you can patent the drugs and synthetic things you make in a laboratory. But this latest from the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, it's the foundation for all national nutrition programs, especially school lunches from K to 12. And most people, most organizations, care centers, food manufacturers, whatever else, pretty well follow the Dietary Guidelines for Americans.
Well, it's like the CDC, their guidelines. Oh, we're going to follow guidance from the Center for Disease Control.
Well, very, very similar to that, but the study that was published just last week in the Public Health Nutrition said that, interestingly enough, 19 of the 20 members of the Dietary Guidelines for Americans have conflicts of interests with big food, big agriculture, and
shocking.
Big pharma.
Yes.
This is the outfit that puts together suggested school lunch programs. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, they do a lot of different things, but the other thing that really caught my attention was they also make guidelines for breast milk substitutes. So, really? The pregnancy...
There's no substitute for breast
milk.
Well,
of course not. Of course not, but that's what they call it. And so they had conflicts of interest with Mead Johnson and Wyeth and Abbott that make these breast milk substitutes. Uh-huh. But also, 95% of these committee members had conflicts of interest with food and or pharmaceutical industries like Kellogg, Abbott, Kraft, Mead Johnson, General Mills, Danone, and the International Life Sciences. Connections with all of these multiple members of this committee. And this committee is the one that gets together and this is how school lunches should look like. This is how care center meals should look like. This is what hospital programs should look like. Now, regardless of the fact that there are so-called scientists sitting on this committee, when they have conflicts of interest in the sense of being stockholders or members of boards or members of committees of these various food industries, is a definite conflict of interest when they're deciding what constitutes healthy food in school lunches and what considers healthy content of a breast milk substitute, of which you couldn't have said it any better, Doug. There's no such thing as a substitute. They've identified over 300 ingredients in human breast milk, and the average substitute has about 15, three or four of them, or which are different
it's
names.
It's the same as milk, real milk that you get from cows versus that crap that is called milk, almond milk. There's no nutrition.
Oat milk.
Soy milk.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, nothing in there. Nope. Don't forget the Jack podcast that we have. There is a lot of discussion. One of the recent ones focuses on the uncertain, the unhealthy side of statin drugs, how your immune system works. Lots of help there. So help yourself to the magic and the info at djvhealth.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell, 59 Pat.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.